listener.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today, we might make some yummy tastes.
And some yucky tastes.
And learn how to say sorry.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Laura Beanie, Mim Beanie, welcome to my presentation on the success of yesterday's show.
Success? You didn't know the dance.
Or the lyrics.
You see, Beanies, I have prepared a presentation on what really happened on that fateful day.
What really happened is you didn't practice.
But please turn your presentation booklets to page 34. Here you see a breakdown of the technical issues that were facing all of us. Because of a glitch in the music track we were singing to, I was led to believe I was a whole 2 seconds behind where you thought we were in the song, thus leading to my dancing choreography to be off.
Michael, you can just say,
"Sorry, Beanies, for not practicing before the show yesterday,"
and things would be so fine.
But you see, Laura, I do not need to apologise. As you can see in the diagram on page 34 of your presentation booklets, that it may seem to have looked like I didn't know what the dance choreography was and stood behind you so I could see what you were doing and copying that, but a music glitch led me to believe I was a whole 2 seconds or so behind and...
What about when it was your turn to sing in the song and you didn't sing the words right at all?
Or the right tune?
Yes. If you turned to page 58 of your booklet, what I was really doing was exploring something called improvisation, where the musician makes up what they're going to do on the spot. I would say that what you experienced was a true once-in-a-lifetime rendition of our song due to my quick thinking.
Again, you could just say,
"Beanies, I'm sorry I didn't practice the song and forgot the words."
And things would be so fine.
So fine.
I agree, Mim. But as you can see, there is no need to apologise, as what I was doing was a spontaneous effort to make the performance truly unique.
Uniquely a mess.
No, a unique music experience for the Mini Beanies.
The children cried.
Only because they couldn't understand that I was exploring liberated dissonance. A concept explained on page 89.
It's going to take weeks for the music wizard to recover. You know what he's like when people sing badly around him.
He crumbles in on himself like an empty chip packet.
Have you said sorry to him yet?
I've got to wait until he wakes up from his musical trance.
Ha! So you do know you should say sorry.
No, but it was...
Michael, how about I tell you a story about saying sorry?
Anything to take the attention off me right now.
Okay.
In a magical place was a magical factory. In that magical factory was a magical machine. This machine put all the yummy in the food. It put yummy into the chocolate cake, spaghetti, ice cream, everything. Not only that, it even gave things that aren't food a taste.
So things we don't eat even have a taste?
Yeah, what's food to us can be food to an animal or a bug. So they thought this magical machine should just give everything a taste. The magical person in charge of the magical machine was Tommy. Tommy the tastemaker.
Hello, my name is Tommy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a lot of work to do today.
That's all right, Tommy. There were a lot of magical people working at this magical factory, but Tommy was in charge. He was at the top of the food chain. He would sit at the machine, and when something needed a taste, he would look through all the tastes in the factory, choose the right one and put it in.
What do we have here? Apple pie. All right, where did I put the apple pie taste? Here it is. There we go. Apple pie. What's next? A boiled egg. Boiled egg. Here it is. Boiled egg.
One day, Tommy the tastemaker was working extra hard. He wanted to finish early so he could go to a birthday party.
He thought to himself,
"Now, if I work quicker, I'll get everything done early so I can finish early. Ha ha, Tommy, it's brilliant ideas like this that got you to the top of the food chain."
So he started to rush.
What's this? Bacon. All right, I've got bacon here. Ah. That's another one done. What's next? A bagel. Easy peasy. I think I put that taste here. Mm, duck. Whew. It'll be done in no time. What's next? Some Brussels sprouts. Great. I'll just get the Brussels sprout taster. Now, where did I put that? Oh, where is it? I swear it was just all the green ones.
Then Tommy started to really rush.
Here. I'm pretty sure this is it. Great.
But things were totally not great. Back on Earth, someone was taking a bite of a Brussels sprout. What is it? Is there something wrong with the Brussels sprouts?
No, it's just they taste a little different.
Let me try. I see what you mean. It's like...
it tastes more like broccoli to me.
Yeah, I mean, they sort of taste similar.
Sort of, yeah. Strange.
Oh, well. Tommy had put the taste of broccoli into the Brussels sprouts by accident. Back at the taste factory, there were two workers sitting in front of hundreds of computer screens. They were taste quality control to make sure everything tasted as it should. A red light started to blink on one of their screens.
Seems like something is up with the taste of Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. Better call in the bigwig.
Hello?
Hi, bigwig. Just wanted to say you're doing a great job and we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Right, now we should call in Tommy.
Hello?
Hi, Tommy. Just checking everything's all right at the machine. We've just had an alarm that maybe Brussels sprouts taste like broccoli today.
Everything is just fine here. Is everything fine with you?
Fine, Tommy, thanks. Might just be a false alarm then. All right, we'll let you get back to work then. Bye.
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 Phew, that was close. Hey, if I can get away with that mistake, maybe if I don't get the others quite right, I can get away with that. That means I can work even quicker. But I should find somewhere to hide this Brussels sprouts flavour. Maybe I'll mix it with the others and it'll be fine, yeah.
And so Tommy started to really, really rush.
Baguette. Bagel. Beans. Bircher muesli. Birthday cake. This is great.
But things were totally not great. Back on Earth, all around the world, thousands of people were having birthdays. And at those birthdays was birthday cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
All right, who wants some birthday cake?
I do.
Here's a slice for the birthday boy.
Yes. Ew, this birthday cake tastes like Brussels sprouts.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. All around the world, birthday cakes tasted like Brussels sprouts. Ew. The taste control room was on red alert.
Oh, no. This is really bad.
We have to call Tommy.
Hello?
Tommy, it's awful red alert. Birthday cakes taste like Brussels sprouts.
Say what?
Birthday cakes taste like Brussels sprouts. It's chaos. There's tantrums all over the world. There's something wrong with the machine. Unless you think you did it by accident.
No, everything is fine here.
We thought so, but to make sure, we're going to come down and have a look at the machine.
You don't have to do that.
Well, don't worry, Tommy. We'll fix whatever is happening. I mean, if it was your mistake, we'd know because the birthday cake taste will still be there.
But that would never happen, would it, Tommy?
No. Definitely must have been the machine's fault.
We'll pop down to you now to fix it, eh?
Okay, see you soon.
Tommy started to panic. If Taste Control found out that Tommy had put Brussels sprouts taste in birthday cake by accident, he would be in big trouble. He had to think quickly.
Okay, think. Now, if they find birthday cake taste here, they'll know I've made a mistake. So, I have to get rid of the birthday cake taste somehow. What if I hide the taste of birthday cake into something that no one would eat? That way, I get rid of the taste. No one will find the taste, and Taste Control will think the machine has made a mistake. Ah, Tommy, it's brilliant ideas like this that got you to the top of the food chain.
So Tommy found something no one would eat to hide the taste of birthday cake. The best place he could think of to hide it was...
dog poo. No one will eat dog poo. Yuck! Goodbye, birthday cake taste.
Back down on Earth, something strange happened. In England, at Buckingham Palace, the Queen of England was playing with her pet dogs.
Scratchy Scratch for your Bronson and this Scratchy Scratch for Emily III. Oh, Emily, what have I told you about doing that while... Emily? Have you been eating chocolate cake? I say, that doesn't smell too bad at all. Oh, well, that's quite enough from you. Come on, outside.
And the Queen led her dogs outside.
Now run along to the bathroom and do your dirty business.
Emily III, the corgi, did her dirty business on the grass.
Oh, Emily, I say that... so strange. It smells absolutely delicious, like a birthday cake. Surely it isn't. I got it. What if I just... I'll take a closer look at it, and maybe if I just get on my hands and knees and have a little closer sniff, I said, it smells absolutely delicious. I wonder if a little, just a little taste, maybe.
Little did the Queen know there was a guard outside hiding around the corner.
Oh, look at that. The Queen's gone mad. Oh, this is going straight a Twitter.
And straight a Twitter it went. All around the world, people saw a video of the Queen having a little taste of dog poo. Ew!
It tastes just like birthday cake.
Back at Taste Control, things were really going bad.
The board's lighting up. We're getting reports that dog poo tastes like birthday cake.
What? Everybody knows you never eat dog poo. Yuck! Things are bad here, man. We gotta shut it down.
Get Tommy on the phone.
Hello?
Tommy, it's bad, man. Like, really bad, man. Dog poo tastes like birthday cake. We gotta shut it down. Game over, man. Game over.
What? Everybody knows you don't eat dog poo. Yuck!
Exactly, but now the Queen of England has had someone and they took a video of it. It's crazy!
Oh, no, it's the machine again.
Tommy, we're coming down to you.
Uh-oh, Tommy was in a lot of trouble now.
Oh, why did I have to make things worse?
Tommy, what happened?
Well, it was the machine. It.
Come on, spit it out.
It was me, all right? I did it. I mixed up the broccoli and the Brussels sprouts, so I needed to get rid of that taste, so I put it in the birthday cake. Then I needed to get rid of that, so I put that taste into the dog poo. And now the Queen of England ate dog poo, and it's all my fault.
Oh, Tommy, this is bad, man. You gotta tell everyone, man.
Okay, I will.
That very day, Tommy the Tastemaker appeared on every screen in front of the whole world.
Everyone in the world. Boys, girls, mini beanies, big people. Your Majesty. I am sorry. I made a mistake. I made a bad choice. I'm sorry for making Brussels sprouts taste like broccoli.
Didn't really notice.
I'm sorry I made birthday cake taste like Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
Oh no. Oh.
I'm sorry, I made dog poo taste like birthday cake.
I never.
I'm sorry sugar tastes so good, and if you have too much of it, you get sick. I'm also sorry for creating kale. I'm sorry yellow lollies don't taste as good as other lollies. I'm sorry about pineapple on pizza.
I like pineapple on pizza.
I'm sorry the healthy things don't taste as good as the unhealthy things most of the time. I'm also sorry for the taste of coriander. I didn't know it could make so many people angry. I accept whatever punishment you have, and I hope you accept my apology.
Everyone did accept Tommy's apology, and even though he couldn't do his job of creating taste for a little while, everything was fine and back to normal.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
your favourite food.
What colour is it? Is it full of veggies and all sorts of colours? Or just one colour, like chocolate? What does your food smell like? Sweet or spicy?
What shape is your food? Is it piled high on a plate or flat like a pizza?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
your favourite food.
Now time for a song.
I've heard there's a really hard word to say. It's harder than goodbye. It may not be a word that you hear each day, but here I go, I'm gonna give it a try.
Sorry I forgot my lunch for school. Sorry I dropped your keys in the pool. Sorry I didn't make my bed. Sorry I laughed when you bumped your head. Sorry I drew on the wardrobe door. Sorry that I always ask for more. It turns out sorries make things okay. I've got a few more sorries to say.
Sorry that I sneezed in your cup of tea. Sorry I've broken a plate or three. Sorry that I lost your left shoe. Sorry I never scooped the dog poo. Sorry I yell when I watch TV. Sorry I only talk about me.
It turns out sorries make things okay. I've got a few more sorries to say. Sorry I don't listen all the time.
Hurt your feelings before.
Sorry, I don't say I'm sorry more. Sorry is a really hard word to say. Sorry is a word you don't hear every day.
So, Michael, how about that apology for not practicing the dance?
Or the singing?
But I didn't...
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, beanies. I stopped by because Michael said he had a presentation to give. Did I miss it?
Professor, Michael won't apologize for not practicing yesterday's song or dance.
I see. Well, let's get one thing straight, beanies. Do not eat dog poo. Never, ever, never, ever eat dog poo. Yucky, do not eat dog poo. Okay, now we've got that out of the way, let's talk about saying sorry. You see, sometimes when we do something wrong, we don't want to say sorry because we might feel embarrassed or scared. And you want to talk your way out of it and make up excuses on why you did something wrong.
Uh-huh.
Trust me when I say, even though it may seem like the harder thing to do, being honest and saying you're sorry is the best thing to do. You might find that the person you are saying it to will really appreciate it. They could even be happy.
Happy?
Yes, because it's saying that you know you did something wrong and that you feel bad and you will learn from it. That can make people happy.
That's right.
So, Michael, did you have something to say?
Mim, Laura, sorry I didn't practice for yesterday's show.
That's okay.
And sorry for asking silly questions sometimes, Professor Know-It-All.
That's okay.
Sorry I took your lunch from the fridge.
That was you?
And Laura, sorry I let King Louis the dog into the house with muddy paws and said he came through the window.
Wait, what?
And sorry, Mim, for saying I had a bad back and couldn't clean up after King Louis the dog's muddy paws.
Michael!
Maybe you can try out some new tastes.
But don't taste dog poo.
Never, ever.
No. Yucky.
And if you've made a mistake, maybe you can try saying sorry.
Bye, mini beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool. Can't wait to see what you create, mini beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court.
A listener production.